This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Late in September, Wall Street got a makeover. Obscuring the fine suits and high heels was a sea of ragtag protesters, some wearing costumes, some toting sleeping bags and camping gear, others flashing signs and shouting into bullhorns. The Occupy Wall Street movement has been in full swing for weeks now and shows no sign of letting up. The protesters gathered to demand a change to America's financial structure. They note that nearly 40% of the nation's wealth is controlled by 1% of its people. The rest are left to struggle. The movement is spreading, with plans for occupations in more than 65 cities across the country, including several in North Carolina. With me in the studio is Jillian Johnson, a community activist in Durham, who's been helping to organize the upcoming Occupy Durham protest. Jillian, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frank. I'm glad to be here.
Also with us, Tom Maxwell, a musician who lives in Pittsburgh. He traveled to New York City to Occupy Wall Street. He's there now. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Frank. I hope you're well.
You too. Tell us what's going on right now.
Well, I'm calling you from the heart of Manhattan's financial district. I had to walk several blocks away to get a good phone signal from the site of the occupation. But today's a big day because they're thinking that there might be about 10,000 people in marches across the city, labor unions and student walkouts and MoveOn.org are all sort of coalescing on the scene.
There have been lots of reports of clashes with police. Have you seen that?
No, Frank, I have not. I've marched the past 2 days, and I've seen lots of police. They circle the whole park where the occupiers are staying, and there's barricades. But I have not seen anything but absolute professionalism on the part of the police and total abiding of the law on the part of the protesters. But that's not to say that there haven't been some incidents, for
right.
sure.
You've obviously had a chance to meet a lot of people. We know the interests of those who have gathered over these past 3 weeks or so are many and varied. But what are people telling you? What are you hearing about why other people are there?
I think people have just felt marginalized and frustrated and dispossessed about sort of massive economic inequality. And this, I think, they believe, as do I, that this is their only avenue of redress, is to demonstrate and protest, to get people's attention, and then to identify issues and then to come up with solutions. But one of the most interesting things about this is there's this massively diverse group of Americans who are down there. And the whole thing is decentralized. There is no, organizing or representative person. It's truly grassroots, and it's remarkable to see.
Jillian, tell us the idea about behind Occupy Durham.
Well, we were following the developments on Wall Street and the occupations that were popping up all over the country. And a number of us felt that, you know, it would be great if we had something more local that folks could participate in. You know, a lot of folks have been able to go up to Wall Street, but for a number of people in our community, you know, that's just not possible. So we thought it would be great if folks in North Carolina could also have a way to join this movement and make their voices heard.
You already had a meeting, an organizing meeting, right?
Yeah, we had a meeting on Sunday, and it went incredibly well. There were about 200 people that came out to the CCB Plaza, and we met there for over 3 hours, and we had this really just amazing discussion. Folks were talking about, you know, their personal struggles and the way in which the movement is meaningful to them, and we were able to form some organizing bodies to go forward and keep working to try to address some of the concerns that our community has.
Give us a sense, and I know this is going to be hard to do because you've heard a lot of different concerns, but people are coming from many, many different places, I would assume. People who had jobs and were doing well and are now out of work. People who have come from places where they haven't worked for a long time and they haven't seen people working for a long time. Was there that kind of mix, or did people all come from one segment of our community or another?
No, it was incredibly broad. We had some folks speak who had been out of work for a long time, were struggling to find jobs. We had people who said that they were trying to stay in school but were having trouble getting loans and coming up with money to pay the tuition. We even had a couple of people who said that they were doing really well and would like to contribute more, that they'd like to, you know, that they support raising their taxes, that they should be contributing more to society. And, you know, we were really happy to have those people there as well. So it was, you know, it was a really broad section of Durham, and people were, you know, it felt really united that we were all, you know, there for similar reasons and wanting to pursue change.
Tom, up in New York, give me a sense of the kinds of things you're hearing from people about what they hope comes of this. You know, it's one thing to get together with like-minded people and express your frustration, but are there talks of sort of tangible outcomes? We're here and we think this is going to happen or that is going to result?
Well, I think that most people recognize that what has happened up until now has been necessary but insufficient. In other words, this thing is going to start to coalesce into more specific ideas. People generally seem to be in agreement that we should abolish the legal concept of corporate personhood. We should reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act, which put a wall between savings banks and investment banks, and that we should raise the tax rate on the wealthiest Americans and generally get corporate money out of politics. There seems to be broad consensus on that.
Jillian, how about at your meetings? Is there consensus on goals?
We discussed a couple of things. There were some folks who were interested in starting a committee to continue to pursue the issue of corporate personhood. There were several folks there who wanted to continue to plan solidarity actions in Durham and coordinate with occupations that are going on right now in Raleigh and Charlotte and Asheville and other cities around North Carolina. We talked mostly about our issues and the concerns that we have and where we wanted to take the movement. So now that we've started these working groups, you know, those groups will come together and start working out more specifically what specific issues and projects we want to work on.
What are some of the thoughts about where to take this movement? Is there momentum for it to continue, or is this just, you know, is this just a big party?
I think there's an incredible amount of momentum. When the folks that co-organized this meeting and I arrived in the square, we sat there and watched 200 people arrive. And we've all been doing activism in Durham in the Triangle for a number of years and, you know, are used to organizing meetings where 3-5 people show up. And the fact that there were 200 people in that square was just so incredible. And we all just felt so inspired. And this is, you know, this is the power of Occupy Wall Street, that it's brought this energy and this inspiration to so many people in North Carolina and around the country to come together and in these city squares and parks all over the country and really start thinking and start working about what we want to change in this country. And I think that the Durham group definitely has a lot of momentum. People are stepping up into coordinator roles and really, you know, wanting to take this somewhere. And we're also really excited about supporting the other occupations in the state. We've talked about bringing folks down to Charlotte, bringing folks down to Raleigh. So really being both working on our community issues and providing support for other folks in North Carolina that are organizing.
You know, it's interesting, Tom, you talked about some of the things that animate this movement that you've heard people talk about. Some fairly sophisticated legal ideas, legislative ideas, and the notion that there's a lot of money from very few people influencing the system. All of that has led to despair in many cases, a sense that this thing is too big and the power is too great for us to overcome. Is there a sense that folks can, that there's anything you can do about this other than just register your discomfort and your dissatisfaction?
Well, Frank, I'm talking to you on the phone right now. I mean, that's great. And so the first step is to just simply get the conversation going, which is what is happening now. And now that the groups and cities across this country have been inspired to do similar things, we're talking about simply a matter of days or weeks before this thing started mushrooming. So there is much we can do, and it's already happening. How specifically that can, you know, translate into legislation is sort of anybody's guess, but job one is simply perseverance.
And do you think
it's going away?
Is there the energy? Is there staying power in this movement, do you think?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, as I said, today is probably going to be the biggest demonstration for the Occupy Wall Street gang to date. And I think that they're, one of the Twitter accounts for them is now in excess of 30,000 followers. So momentum is building.
Tom, Jillian, thank you both for being on the program. Great to talk with both of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much.
Tom Maxwell, a musician, and Gadfly, he spoke with us from Manhattan, where the Occupy Wall Street protest continues. Jillian Johnson is an activist in Durham and helping to organize the upcoming Occupy Durham protest. Occupy Chapel Hill, Durham, and Raleigh's organizing committees are all meeting this Sunday, October 9th. Protest scheduled in Raleigh Saturday the 15th at 11 o'clock at the Capitol. For more information about that and all of the protests, go to in the Triangle. You can go to OccupyRaleigh.org, OccupyDurham.org, and all of the Occupy Together movements on Facebook and Twitter. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. When our listeners found out we would talk about this today, one of them sent in a song that he wrote about the movement itself. Jeremy Gilchrist wrote this song, We Are the 99%. We'll close our segment with that.
You know, I just can't take it anymore. There's a rising on Wall Street. I am you and you are me. We are the 99%ers, right side of law and history. There's a rising on Wall Street. I am you and you are me. We are the 99%ers, right side of law. Right side of love.